There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. Take control of the airwaves here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. More coming up on drunk driving. Jeffrey Tucker over at Liberty.me is saying legalize it. We'll give you some more of his rationale in a moment, because we've really only gotten through about half of the piece. We got overwhelmed with your calls and thoughts, and I do want to get through the rest of it, so hopefully we'll get a chance to do that. With you in studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find there. Those other talk show hosts charge you for their websites, and ours is free. So again, that's freetalklive.com. But first, let's go to Brett. He is on the line. You don't have to talk about what we're talking about here on Free Talk Live. Brett, you're on via Skype.
Yep. How you guys doing tonight?
Hey, and you're in Baltimore.
Right.
Good, man. Go ahead, sir.
It sort of relates to what you guys are talking about. It's about the new movie, Neil Blomkamp's new movie, Chappie, which have you guys heard about it?
I had not heard of it prior to your phone call, but given that we did have the extended news break there, both Daryl and I did pull up the trailer here in the studio. For our listeners that have not seen it or not aware of it, can you summarize?
So it's basically about the world's first robotic police force in what seems like South Africa, because that's usually where Neil Blomkamp's movies are set.
Yeah, it's got that South African music group in it whose name I don't remember.
Die Antwoord.
Die Antwoord, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, it's like Afrikaans for some philosophical thing. But and I don't know what the main character is, but he's like, he creates a self-aware, conscious robot from the scrap of this robotic police force. Hmm. And the government comes down and tries to kill this robotic this conscious robot, and you can really get a real police brutality feel from it, is what I'm seeing.
So what was the, what's the thrust of your call? Did you just want to know what we thought of the trailer? Or
yeah, I was wondering what you guys thought about something like that, like a robotic police force, and it's just like the way the media is now, it's really picking up in what seems like pop culture.
Well, I mean, certainly Terminator has been around for a long time. I mean,
sure.
When you say this is picking up in pop culture, you mean like they redid RoboCop, which again was originally done in the mid-1980s.
Well, there have been a lot of developments over the last 10 years on creating AI.
In robotics, too.
In robotics.
Yeah, sure.
And some of that is mixing over into pop culture, because you have Asimo, which is
the Sony robot.
Honda.
Oh, that's Honda.
The robot created by Honda. And President Obama has actually gone and met Asimo. And Asimo has, you know, like, played soccer with the president.
Sure. And you know that the police have the robot bomb detecting things or whatever, the bomb.
Right, right. And there was the video that I think it went viral from the Boston. I don't think it was MIT, but it was, you know, some Boston robotics company that made this big, giant, bull sort of robot thing that it runs, and
run.
You try to knock it off balance, it steadies itself.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, and I suspect the company is iRobot, which is a company that makes the vacuum cleaning robots as well. So that's one of the difficulties of being, and I think it's an interesting topic, Brett, because it brings up sort of the larger discussion here, this company, they make the little vacuum cleaner. It's cute, it bumps around and like picks things up, and you can put little googly eyes on it, and whatever, it's cute. But at the same time, everybody who buys one of those vacuum cleaning robots is supporting the same company that's doing business with the federal government to make robots that will kill people.
Right.
So, like, it's hard. Like, if you love science and technology and you're excited about robotics, you know, what companies can you get behind that aren't actually in bed with the government in some way?
Right. So it's akin to, you know, saying that everyone who buys an airplane ticket from a company that uses Boeing is supporting the war machine, because Boeing, in addition to making commercial airliners, they make things for the U.S. government. So, you know, you kind of have to draw the line somewhere of, you know, commercial viability. Or just, you know, like, I'm not going to do business with anyone because that requires me walking on a public sidewalk that I don't think should exist, driving down a government road, putting fuel in my car, paying a fuel tax, and I don't like taxes, so I'm just going to live in the middle of nowhere and never communicate with another human being.
So I don't pay close attention, Brett. You said that you think that robots, specifically military or police-style robots, are being put into pop culture more often these days?
Well, just the overall, like, theme of, like, the police being not the stereotypical good guy in all these things, but you're still seeing that pop up all over the place. But going to the point of, you guys are talking about how you can't find something that's like sort of libertarian pure, of like you can't find something that's not inside the spiderweb relationship of the state and corporate powers. Mm-hmm. It's like Jeffrey Tucker was saying, you got to find ways to circumvent it and find ways around it instead of trying to like work through it.
Thank you, Brett, for the call. Are you going to go see that movie, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
It looks pretty good. I'd say that I'd check it out.
Yeah. I'm not going to go to the movie theater to watch it.
No, I don't think I would either, necessarily.
Scary North
Korea. Thanks for the call, Brett. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, yeah, if you want to talk about robots and the police, because we were talking about the police in regards to drunk driving enforcement, and it seems like it's inevitable, right? Like that... as long as governments exist, when robots come into their own, and we're getting there, I mean, they're getting pretty amazing already, then, you know, 10 more years, how long is it going to be before they've got robot assistance? They've got dogs already, so how long before a robot? They still have the bomb robots, I guess, already, but I guess a more, like, humanoid style, like this in this movie.
So, I don't know. It is interesting, but it also brings up the sort of larger question of, you know, should these machines that would not then be able to sort of have the autonomy of making a decision, should they be doing jobs that requires, you know, nuance?
Well, the people in the state love the idea of non-thinking police officers. I mean, that's why some police departments have actually IQ limits if your officer possible, you know, job applicants or whatever, if they test too high on an IQ test. I think it was New London, Connecticut that actually made the news for this years ago for actually having a policy to where if somebody was over 120 IQ that they were not allowed to become a police officer. They don't want officers thinking independently. They want them following arbitrary rules.
Right, but they always say you have discretion.
They do.
You have discretion. But yet, you know, if you wind up putting a robot in the job, the robot isn't going to use discretion because the robot doesn't understand discretion.
Which is why I suspect a lot of people inside the state would support having these mindless automatons out there on the streets enforcing their statutes. Your calls are welcome. The toll-free
number... why not have robot judges?
Don't give them ideas, Daryl. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We'll go to Bob. He's listening in Atlanta. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. So I basically want to talk about the idiot who thinks that it's a good idea to legalize drunk driving. And actually have a lot of experience from, like, responding to drunk driving car crashes and stuff like that.
Are you a paramedic?
And, yes. And okay. I just in my day-to-day job, I've seen not even driving ambulances and stuff like that. I've actually seen fatal car crashes involving, you know, multiple fatalities of one stupid drunk idiot woman and three children who all died, and then, like, three who were severely injured and almost died, and then two adults who were just pretty badly injured.
I mean, there's terrible stories about people drinking and driving and the horrible dangers that it puts people in. But aren't you sort of acknowledging that the laws aren't working?
Well, what I'm acknowledging is that nothing that we can't do anything to stop you know, drunk driving. But what we can do is we can say, oh, this person, you know, drove drunk and they killed five people and they're alive. But because drunk driving is illegal, let's, you know, we can't do anything about it. Sorry. No, there's
No, we're not saying you can't do anything about it. Hang on, Bob. We can bring you back here in a moment. I understand this is an emotionally charged issue. We'll get into it. 855-450-FREE. What can be done without DUI laws?
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
We'll be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love Pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you'd like. Toll free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com. And with you tonight, Ian here.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, we've got coffee waiting for you. Free coffee. You get an entire pound just for paying the shipping cost over at coffee.freetalklive.com. It's great coffee from BuzzBox. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. You can go and get hooked up for coffee.freetalklive.com. And one thing they're doing at BuzzBox that's very unique is a portion of the profits on each pound of coffee are going towards microloans through Kiva.org. So for every 10 listeners that signs up at coffee.freetalklive.com, we can fund out one new microloan every single month, which is amazing to me. Coffee.freetalklive.com is where you can go grab your first pound free. You can cancel your subscription at any time, but if you stay on board, you'll receive more coffee at the frequency that you would like to receive it and in the amount that you'd prefer and in the flavor that you like, so you customize all those things. Coffee.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Bob, listening in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, Bob, can you kind of recap what you were saying a moment ago?
Okay, do you want me to share the story again, or do you want me just to say that I believe DUIs are stupid?
Well, whatever. I mean, whatever you think's important to get out.
Well,
you work on an ambulance and you've seen horrible things with DUI, and the laws are necessary, even though it's clearly the case that they're not stopping people from drunk driving.
I don't believe in sobriety checkpoints. I believe that people should be able to enforce the laws and be able to see. It should be the police discretion as far as, no, you do not have the right to stop me from doing what I have to do in my day-to-day life with your stupid checkpoint. That should be against the law. What should be legalized is, you know, you have to have, like, everything, just like, you know, the age of consent and all these other things. There has to be some kind of, you know, a random arbitrary fact and figure, you know, like 0.08. There are medical reasons why 0.08 is the law, because they're like peripheral vision and all that stuff.
But wait, it was 0.1 previously. How come there were medical reasons why it was 0.08 when it used to be 0.1?
Well, I don't really know that exact thing, but
it's BS is why.
Huh?
And as was pointed out by the caller earlier, there are different people who have different levels of tolerance regarding alcohol, different body weights and things like that, and, you know, tolerance levels, et cetera. And so somebody who's a 0.08 may drive better than another person who's a 0.06
or
something.
But, you know, when you are dealing with public roads, when you are dealing with, you can do whatever you want on your own private land. I can get drunk on my, if I had 10 acres, I could get drunk and go four-wheeling, and I wouldn't catch a DUI for that. It's not going to happen. But what is going to happen if I'm driving a vehicle that requires a licensing registration, or I'm on a public road and I'm driving and I'm an idiot and I'm causing problems, and a cop can tell that I'm causing problems, and I end up, say, I don't even end up killing people, but because I'm an idiot and I'm driving, you know, and I happen to have a 0.08 or even a 0.14.
Why does it matter if there's alcohol in your body or if you're tired? I mean, Daryl, we haven't gotten to the numbers yet, but you pulled up some statistics.
Yeah, on average, there are 100,000 police-reported crashes as a direct result of driver fatigue.
That's a lot.
I've dealt with quadriplegics that were in that situation because the fellow sleeps at the wheel. And there are laws that state, sorry, buddy, if you're going to endanger other people, you don't have the right to drive on a public road where you haven't slept for 36 hours or whatever.
So why not just enforce the... I mean, why do you need to have an extra criminal charge? Hold on. Why do you have to have an extra criminal charge? Why not just enforce reckless driving laws? What does it matter if the person is, you know, had a couple beers versus hasn't slept enough? What is the difference?
I believe that if you're going to be stupid enough to drive around without sleeping for a day and a half, and you can't do it, there should be consequences as far as risking yourself. You know,
that's not answering the question.
You're not answering my question.
Okay,
can you rephrase it, Daryl? Maybe I'm having a tough time getting through.
Instead of having extra charges of you were reckless driving plus you had alcohol in your system, or you were reckless driving plus we've determined that you haven't slept enough, or you were reckless driving just because you don't know how to operate a car, why not just have reckless driving? Why have the extra charge of DUI or drowsy? Why not just enforce the reckless driving statutes?
Okay, and I'm going to say this to you. As far as reckless driving and being tired and all that stuff, I feel that you should have the charges. You should have, you know, the DUI charge, for example. Let's just take that because that's simpler to deal with starting off. I'd rather have DUI charges kept on and tacked on because, one, you know what the hell you're doing. You know that if you get drunk, you're going to be bad at driving compared to how you normally are. So, you know, there are people that can drive better at a .20 than others. You know, I can drive better at a .20 because I have high alcohol tolerance, but I don't drive drunk. I know that if I am going to drive drunk, there's a risk, a higher risk of killing someone, and there's no point.
But you also know that, you know? You should also know that if you're tired. So do you then support
or if the road is wet because it's been snowing or raining and you're driving 5 miles over the limit, you've got bald tires, you know, you're still driving recklessly.
Bob, do you support creating laws for driving while tired? Do you want to have some sort
have
of test?
Laws. They already have laws against that.
They have laws. They just don't have a test.
So would you support that a test
no,
be
support,
if somebody's got a little sleep in their eye, maybe?
I don't support any of these stupid tests where someone says, you know, I don't support any DUI checkpoints. I don't support any of that stuff. I'm a libertarian. What I do expect, though, is that the laws be made so that people aren't, you know, so that stupidity as far as, you know, oh, I admitted that I haven't slept in 36 hours and I fell asleep at the wheel knowing that I couldn't keep my eyes open, but I'm going to fall asleep and while driving. Okay, well, if you kill someone else, then you should not only be charged with reckless endangerment, you should be charged with, you know, you can't really charge someone with DUI or something like that, or driving while sleeping, because that's going to go down a really bad path as far as driving while sleeping. So that's why I don't think this guy was drowsy. And then so because they do offer that whole officer's discretion thing, well, that guy was tired, I could tell. But meanwhile, no, I'm not tired. I just, you know, I look tired because I have an allergy or something like that. So that's
well, wouldn't you say, though, it's more dangerous to drive while tired than to drive after two beers?
Yeah, I completely agree. And that's why I think that if there was some concrete way where they could, you know, do a scan on your face and with 100% sureness, they could say, oh, yeah, I'm absolutely positive that this guy hasn't slept in 48 hours. You know, in that case, I'd be like, you're an idiot, and I really don't think that you have the right to be on a public road and endanger everyone else because you decided you wanted to go out. And
Bob, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So it sounds like if there were some sort of scan that could determine tiredness, Bob, the self-proclaimed libertarian caller of the night, is in support of that.
But no sleepy checkpoints, no DUI checkpoints.
Yeah,
but somehow enforce
face
the
scanner
things.
So anytime you get pulled over, you can pull out the sleepy face scanner and possibly catch an extra criminal charge. 855-450-FREE. Doesn't sound very libertarian to me. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, the number 4.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You. you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jerry Stone.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like toll free here. 855-450-FREE. That is a toll free number. You may dial it at any point. In regards to whatever topic you'd like to discuss, the overarching discussion tonight has been about DUI, driving while allegedly drunk. Should it be legal? That's what Jeffrey Tucker is saying over at liberty.me. And we're going to take some more of your calls here, but there's actually more from the story where he cites another author in regards to some of the points, Radley Balco, like some points as to why he thinks drunk driving should be legal. I'll share a little more of that with you here in moments, and you're welcome to share your thoughts with us. With you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Daryl.
Daryl is the host of his own show, which is Peace, Love, Liberty Radio. It is a podcast done thrice weekly at this point.
Yes.
And you also do 7 days a week, a five-minute-long news package.
Yes, I've been doing that since February, so quickly approaching 1 year.
It's very exciting.
With only a three-day absence, as I was incarcerated in the Cheshire County House of Corrections for refusal to pay an unjust fine.
So it wasn't that you chose to not do the show. They chose to put you in jail. So
they chose to put me in jail, and I could not find a replacement.
Go to fpp.cc. You can read more of Daryl there. But if you want to get his audio shows, go to fppradio.com, and you can get a lot more of Daryl every single day. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Matthew. He's on the line calling from Austin, Texas, listening, or not listening yet, but on Skype. Go ahead, Matthew.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
I was calling about the DUI discussion. You had asked before you went to break in the last segment, what would we do without DUI laws? And that kind of perked me up there. The short answer, I think, is go on with our lives and not have as many people incarcerated and put through the system and have money extracted from them and prop up an entire industry of lawyers who are there to basically just kind of see you through to the end and try to keep them from getting as more money, which they then take for themselves.
Yeah, that's a great point. This the whole DUI thing is really a major moneymaker for the attorney industry, more so than anything else. And of course, all the, you know, the different devices, like the, what's the thing that they put in your car that checks your breath? It's like a little in-car.
Oh yeah, I know the thing, the interlock device. Interlock,
that's what it's called, ignition interlock.
And everybody that I know that has ever had one, they always come up with a pet name for their interlock device. So like, I've got to go kiss Henry before I can drive.
So Mothers Against Drunk Driving actually advocates having those in all cars by law.
So crazy.
What?
Those people are crazy. At least I'm glad to hear that the people who've called the show tonight who have been in support of DUI laws, most of them have not been in favor of maximum enforcement. Like,
right.
Know,
they also don't support the checkpoints, the random, you know, pull people over for random things, and then, oh, by the way, have you been drinking?
But yeah, there's a lot of attorneys who, as you described, they will take $3,000, $5,000 from you, basically to hold your hand through a plea deal process.
And then tell you, and then they say, oh, we really tried hard. You're really lucky, though, that you only had to pay $10,000. You could have had to pay $20,000 or $25,000. So you got off easy.
Well,
by the way, my fee will be, $4,000, $5,000 as well.
Right. I don't know what the standard first-time DUI offense fines are like across the country. I imagine they vary widely.
Yes.
But I do know that they are. It's quite inconvenient for people, and then there's all kinds of money that they have to shell out, not just to the state, but also to the whichever company installs the ignition interlock in their car.
And then in some states, they have all of these added fees on top of the fine.
Right.
I was listening to one of the more popular radio attorney guys, and he was saying he got pulled over for something in California. The cop hands him a $24 ticket, and he was like, oh, it's just $24. Cop says, wait till you see the fees. The $24 ticket wound up being $142 after all of these fees that were added on.
Yeah, that sounds like the state. You know what? Like we were saying before, if these people who are doing the enforcing actually cared about their fellow man, they would be taking them home. They'd be giving them a ride, or they'd be accompanying them and sort of following them home. And that would be a more service-oriented viewpoint. But this is just plain enforcement, and clearly it's not working because, as was pointed out, there's a lot of repeat offenders. A lot of times when somebody gets popped for a DUI, it's number 2, 3, 4, 5. And so clearly the punishment mentality is not actually effective.
I remember when I was living in Pennsylvania, there was a story about a guy who was charged with his 25th DUI.
Wow.
Had a suspended license for about 25 years. Showed up to the hearing
drunk.
The guy that drove him there was also drunk. And so what did they do? They suspended his license for 30 more years.
Wow.
This is what it comes down to with DWI laws. They're new. In our country's history, they have not existed prior to the early 1980s, maybe like late 1970s. I'm not sure of the exact year, but people drove drunk all the time. And now there's laws against it, and they still do it. And it's turned into one of the biggest businesses for the state and the legal system that's grown up around it. The answer is, if you're going to discourage people from driving drunk, not to have this huge witch hunt of officers out in a predatory fashion looking for drunk drivers and trying to use it as an, you know, people who've even had one beer getting the book thrown at them in certain cases. What we need to do is say, if you get caught driving drunk, the book gets thrown at you. That's what's going to discourage people, or not have the laws at all. If people drive drunk, then they should have to pay restitution to their victims and their victims' family. The officers should be driving them home. That's what they used to do, and society was better. That's all I have.
I'm with you. Thanks, Matthew. Good call. Toll-free number, I'd say he nailed it, actually, 855-450-FREE. But you may have something to add to the discussion, like Jose in Jacksonville, Alabama, listening to WDNG. Hello, Jose.
Hello.
Hey there.
Glad to join the conversation. I'm going to switch back to the other topic on the U.S. Supreme Court decision 8-1. It was an 8-1 vote to allow police officers to get away with pulling you over, even though they do not have a legal basis to do that. So think about this. We're taught, since we're kids, we hear this thing, ignorance of the law is no excuse. The police say that, the prosecutor say that, the judge say that. We're supposed to be the ignorant ones, but yet ignorance of the law is no excuse. Yet police officers who are trained in law enforcement have now been given a double standard by the U.S. Supreme Court, saying that they can have reasonable ignorance. They're the ones that are trained in the law. So here's the most serious thing that I don't think a lot of people are thinking about. This opens a can of worms when it comes to another legal phrase called fruit of the poisonous tree.
Yes, it does.
Okay, so now the Supreme Court has basically said, cops, you can go ahead and claim ignorance anytime you seize evidence unlawfully, or anytime you arrest somebody unlawfully, or anytime you pull somebody unlawfully. I didn't know. I discussed this with a lawyer friend of mine. He says, well, now the burden is going to be on the accused to get their lawyer to pull out the records of training on this police officer, to show the court, the jury, or whatever, that this officer was not ignorant, that he's committing perjury.
Yeah, it's going to be a very, very difficult burden. You're absolutely right, Jose. Great call. Thanks for making it tonight. I do appreciate it. What he referenced was the fruit of the poisonous tree, which means that it used to mean, until this recent case, I think, it used to mean that if the police got evidence in a manner that was illegal, that all the evidence after that point that, you know, was garnered through the illegality is not admissible. And now if the cop claims, well, I didn't know that was illegal, and that's going to be allowed in court, that's going to be a huge shot for the worst. 855-450-FREE. You take control here. This is Free Talk Live's Live Saturday Show.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor in every store is on sale, and it all must go. Get incredible deals on first quality flooring from just 35 cents a square foot. Beautiful 3/4 inch pre-finished solid hardwood is just $179. Save even more on all liquidation clearance and closeouts. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And pay no interest until January 2017. Don't miss these end of year deals on over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Times are different than they were when Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with Geico.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The
the human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you. We includes me, Ian.
And Daryl.
And, of course, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then please get behind the show for $5 a month. And you can do it with any major credit card. You can use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. And you can use PayPal for all those other cards or at your convenience, you know, whichever card works best for you at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is that we will take the $5, we'll combine it with other people's $5, and we'll buy advertising for Free Talk Live to promote the show to other talk radio stations. We're on over 150 talk radio stations as of now. We could have double that number fairly easily. It's just a matter of making people aware that we exist. And so some of the AMP dollars goes to advertising. Some of it goes to you, Daryl. You're doing affiliate relations for the show, so you're calling 5 days a week, calling radio stations, pitching the show to them. I do that work as well. And so I don't collect a paycheck for it because it's part of my job. But that's what the AMP dollars are going towards. Some of them send us to industry conventions where we can schmooze it up with the bigwigs and talk radio. Some of the rest of the money goes sometimes to buying a radio station some satellite equipment if they need some hardware to get us on the air. So basically whatever we can do to get more listeners to Free Talk Live and spread the ideas of freedom, or at least, get new people exposed to these concepts. That's what the AMP program's about. And you get perks. You get the access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, and more, the AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the commercial load the regular podcast does. So go and check it out at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Slim. He's in our very own Keene, New Hampshire area, listening to WKBK. Hey, Slim.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Great topic tonight. And thank you,
sir,
for what you do.
Of course. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, the DUI checkpoints, it's totally unconstitutional as far
no
as
doubt.
I'm concerned. And one time back in February of 1967, I got pulled over by the Lexington, Massachusetts police. I didn't have a leg under me. They drove me home.
Wow. And this was when, 77?
67.
Okay.
Back in the old days when life was good.
That's
an amazing. Now, when they drove you home, they were they courteous to you? Do you remember anything from the incident?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the way things should be. And these DUI checkpoints, they're ridiculous, for God's sake. This is supposed to be a free country.
Supposed to be.
Yeah, I don't think it was ever in our lifetime, Slim, or necessarily in anyone's. But yeah, it would be a nice thing if we did have freedom. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah,
anything else you want to share tonight?
No, and just thanks again for what you guys do.
Thanks for the story, man. I appreciate the call tonight. Let's continue. 855 450 free. We've got W is calling from Bozeman. You're on Free Talk Live. W.
Hey, guys. Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I got a DUI in a small town out here in Montana, and it was kind of silly because we see these cops, they just circle the block at the bar. There's, like, not very many people in the smaller town. So they just circle around the block and probably saw me stumbling out kind of a little bit from the bar. And then I got in my truck, and I was fine, and I drove to where I was going just fine and pulled actually into the motel where I was staying. And then I seen the lights behind me, and I get out, and I'm, like, right there. My hotel room's right there, my motel room. He could have easily, in a small town, just gone, like, hey, you know what? Just get in there and don't do this again, you know? But now he throws the book at me, whatever. And I go into, I go to see the judge the following days, and I told the judge, I go, listen, I'll plead guilty if I can have one of those licenses that allows me to go to work. And he said, well, that's fine. Yes, I'll do that. And I go, fine, great. So I pled guilty, and next thing you know, I went to go get my license. They go, no, mandatory 6 months. You cannot have a license. I go, wait a minute. The judge told me that he was going to do this. Well, he can recommend it.
Oh, surprise.
Yeah, I was pretty
what
good
do you
about
know?
That.
Yeah, well, you know, they got you where they can basically do anything they want to you, and so if they tell you a lie, then it's not like you can sue them. You know?
Right. I had a situation one time when I got pulled over. The cop verbally told me one date for the court hearing, wrote on the ticket another date.
Oh, boy.
I was on vacation during the date that was written on the ticket. I would not have been on vacation the date that he verbally told me. And long story short, I cannot go to South Carolina.
You got a warrant.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, I didn't realize that part of the story. I knew that you had problems in South Carolina. I didn't know that level of detail.
Yes.
Interesting. W, anything else you want to share?
No, just keep up the good work.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate that. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Yeah, if a judge or a cop lies or gives you, or just accidentally gives you misinformation.
Right.
You know, sometimes it's just, you know, with bureaucracy, one hand doesn't know what the other hand's doing. So.
Right, and it could have been something to where, you know, he couldn't count to May, and he wrote down four because he thought four was May.
Well, again, a lot of departments, they don't allow the smart officers. If your IQ is too high, you will not get the job. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We go to John, listening to WIBC in Indianapolis. Hey, John.
Yeah, it's me. I just want to make a comment about the drunk driving.
Yes, sir.
I don't know about everywhere, but in Indiana, they have two laws that actually, on face value, it doesn't look like it, but they actually promote drunk driving.
Oh, really?
One of them is the PI laws.
The private investigator laws?
No, I meant public intox laws.
Oh, thank you. Okay, gotcha.
But at any rate, a lot of guys...
Hold on. Just let me just explain what you mean by that, because not everybody's been listening for all 3 hours. So the idea being that if there's a law against public intoxication, that dissuades people from walking to the bar, because if they're on foot, you know, maybe they're going to be stopped by the police. Right.
Well, not so much getting to the bar, but getting back home from the bar.
That's what I mean, getting back home. Thank you, yes.
Yeah. A lot of guys live real close, and they would walk if they would be allowed to walk if they thought they were impaired.
Right.
but they don't want to get caught, you know, wobbling down the street.
And what was the other law that that encourages drunk driving?
Open container law.
Meaning that you can't take a beer from a bar and walk back to your house while drinking.
Most bars won't let you walk out of their establishment with a beer anyway.
Because of the liquor laws is one of the reasons why.
Right.
Like here in Keene, there's a ridiculous law that actually, you're going to love this. If you want to go outside, now's not a good time of year for this, but during the summer months in New Hampshire when it's pretty nice out, you know, a lot of these bars have outdoor seating areas. And you cannot walk from inside the bar with a beer in your hand and take it to the outside seating area. You have to hand the beer to a bar employee, walk out to the seating area, and the bar employee then brings the beer that you handed to them back to you outside. That's just absolutely ludicrous. John, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue here. We've got your calls and thoughts going to Chris, also listening in Indianapolis to WIBC. Hello, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
Chris, doing great. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to say that I support the DUI laws and the enforcement. I don't approve of the methods that they use as far as DUI checkpoints out there just aggressively tailing people. And pulling them over for minor things, to garner the probable cause to stop you. People have been taking advantage of the libations since the beginning of time. They do it irresponsibly. Some do it responsibly. I have children on the roads traveling. You know, my loved ones. So I am in support of all the DUI enforcement measures that go on.
So what's that checkpoint?
The certain ones I don't are the DUI checkpoints, aggressively following people looking specifically for the DUIs.
So I'll ask you the same question that I've asked.
And I don't also like how the state has become such a proponent of it as far as making money. To support the judges and the lawyers and the courts.
So I'll ask you the same question that I've asked other people and have yet to get an answer on. Instead of enforcing the drunk driving laws, because obviously you've said that you don't like the checkpoints, you don't like the way they go about enforcing, why not simply have a reckless driving statute that is enforced? Why have the added charge of driving intoxicated?
I would think that would be fine to streamline things through the courts because the courts get so bogged down with all these. However, I don't think the state's General Assembly here in Indiana would ever do anything of that nature.
Oh, of course not. I mean, it would be so fascinating to watch this. Thank you, by the way, Chris. For anybody that actually proposed to get rid of DUI laws to watch those hearings, those would be fun to attend.
That's why you need initiatives.
We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja Market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.